Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Craig Evans with us, Petey Mac, a little sports. Counting down. They keep counting down the NFL. 69 days or something like that. 68 days. I don't know what that means. Yeah. Does that mean to preseason?
That's got
I don't care
to.
About anything except for weekend one. I don't really.
Well, what is 69 days?
I don't know.
No, that'd be
the regular
season.
Is that
pretty close to the regular season,
good.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
So they're not counting the Hall of Fame game?
Nope.
No, because that's
way before
a
preseason.
A little over a month from now.
So it must be, you're right, must be regular season.
And
so was 70 days just the other day, so that must be regular season.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because they're going to camp pretty soon in the next month, and they're starting to get arrested now.
I saw that. Ex-players get arrested, right?
Ex-players. Oh, and a Viking went to jail. He used to be
for
with the
one
Cardinals.
Day.
But Amon Green played for the Packers.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He hit his kid.
How old's his kid?
15. And a girl.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Yeah.
Well, there's three other people in the house that said it didn't happen.
Yep.
That's too
so
bad.
It's who knows what really happened. Several people say that it didn't.
Where's he living now?
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, he's back in Wisconsin?
Still in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay.
What part of Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, there was an argument.
I guess if you're living in Wisconsin, you're a former Packer, you probably live in Milwaukee.
Probably.
Yeah, it would be a fair guess.
You don't want to live in
the details
Green Bay.
I got were an argument over household chores.
An all-day argument is what I'd heard.
Do you slap yourself over household chores at your house, though, since you're in charge of them now?
No, I take care of them.
Okay.
No, he's not going to argue with himself.
You know you're going to slap yourself.
No,
don't hit your 15-year-old daughter if it happened.
Here's the chore I can't handle. I just gag when I'm picking up dog crap.
You don't walk the dogs, do you?
I can't do it.
Really?
Oh, you know why? Because your dogs have huge turds, right?
Yeah.
See, I walk Chloe, and you have to pick up the crap when you walk the dog. I don't walk him all the time, but when I do, you take bags with you, those little doggy bags, and I reach down and grab just a handful of crap. But even that's pretty gross.
Even when I'm doing
I couldn't
that.
Imagine human-sized turds you have to pick up.
I don't. I don't. That was part of the agreement. If we're going to have a whole bunch of dogs.
You clean the poop up.
I am not picking up dog crap.
Good for you.
See, I don't pick it up at all. We only have one dog, and she's kind of, you know, medium size.
Okay,
What about if she craps in the house? You just leave it there?
She doesn't crap in the house.
Okay. Well, let's go.
How about somebody else's yard? If you're walking it, you got to pick it up.
She just runs around the backyard.
Oh, the backyard. Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All right. You never take her out? You never take her anywhere?
Well, the backyard's fine.
She's not good on a leash.
Yeah, so that's the one chore I just can't
like
do.
Like her owner. What?
I just can't do it.
I heard that. Tried to slip that in there.
I mean you,
that.
By the way, not your wife. I meant you. You're good on a leash.
Oh, yeah,
I know. You're good on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's really not.
He prefers it.
No.
Well, he wears the leash. He says, I'm a bad boy.
He keeps running around asking for someone to hold on to the other end.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about the leash.
He walks in there, take me for a walk. He's got the leash in his mouth.
Okay.
Where? He goes to the bathroom.
In that case, he's great on a leash.
That's what I meant.
And he wants to go outside.
Right.
No, he wants to go to the bathroom.
And then you got
to
pick it up.
That's the creepy part. I have to take him to the bathroom.
But he usually insists on the spiked collar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he gets
I insist on that, too.
He gets a little high maintenance sometimes.
That's sexy.
The Rob Halford collection.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Millennials, again, being urged to curb their eating out habits if they want to save a little money. A new survey for Bankrate.com finds that 20-somethings are spending more than the rest of Americans on so-called financial vices like eating out, buying takeout, or visiting bars.
Yeah. I bitch at my son all the time about that. If he's bitching about money, do you go to the bar?
Which son?
The oldest one.
Okay.
Do you go to the bar and drink? Yeah. I mean, you save a lot more money drinking at home. Do you eat out all the time? Yeah.
Yeah, but you drink at home by yourself. I mean, he's a single guy. He's not going to do that. That'd be stupid. You want to go to a bar, meet people, maybe. Eating, I get. But don't discourage guys from drinking at bars.
54.
Oh, if you want to save money.
Oh, you want to save money. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're right.
54% of millennials eat out at least 3 times a week. 51% spend money at a bar at least once a week.
Yeah, if you're broke, I get it.
And they
say
that can easily add up to thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, well, see, that's the difference between him and I. He wants to meet people.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh.
I got no use for that.
No. I used to get, I've used an American Express card for a lot of stuff. And at the end of the year, they send you what you spent on entertainment.
Oh, no.
Now, a lot of times that takes into account.
They break that down?
Yes. Yes.
Airplane flights and whatnot.
So I kind of remember what I paid for airplane flights, and that's a bunch. But the bottom line is that I don't look at that anymore because I know that's a lot.
You don't want to know.
That's a lot. That's restaurant. Now, we avoid them. Now that we're busy with the kids, we don't go out as often as we used to. And it does save a lot of money. It really does. But that year, when before the kids were born and even early on, that yearly thing would come out. It would break your American Express down to what you spend it on. And if it says entertainment, that means restaurants, and that means airplane flights, things like that. And, oh, my God, don't look at that.
Strip clubs?
Whatever. Whatever you make, whatever you spend, don't look at that.
Yeah, I had that feeling the one year when the daycare gives you that year-end tax statement, says, here's how much you paid us this year to watch your kid.
Yes.
Oh,
that kind of stuff, right? Yeah.
God.
watch my damn kid. Kids are expensive.
I could have done it. I could have done without. I mean, I knew what it was seeing it all totaled up is just.
What's your alternative? Leave the kid at home?
Yeah, there was nothing.
Crack the window.
But still, I didn't need to see the totaled up number.
Here we're telling you can.
You see the totaled up number, you can actually make a difference. You can just not go to dinner and spend $150, $200 because of alcohol. It's funny when you don't drink, the kids, I don't know what that's like, but the kids don't drink. So, but the fact is, that also makes me willing to spend $100 on something instead of pausing. Now, depending on what kind of money you have, I get it. But if say you have to buy something that's $100 and you go, well, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
I know what it was. I went and bought, believe it or not, I bought a electric leaf blower because after that storm we had Friday night, there was crap everywhere. I got tired of the brooming and raking. I'm thinking, I'm going to go buy a damn leaf blower, not a big electric. So it was like $118. And I paused and I said, you know what, though? I'm going to blow that next weekend at some bar.
That's not even a trip to the grocery store.
Right. Well, I'm talking about just bars and restaurants and food. So it's $118. I'll have a leaf blower for, forever.
You'll use it once or twice.
Yeah. Exactly. But once again, if you eat dinner somewhere and it costs $118, you leave, you're done, it's over.
Now, I'm more than willing to go drink at a bar. I don't mind hanging out with people. But, first of all, it's the drinking and driving thing.
I know that.
And then you have to hire an Uber.
I love Uber. I did Uber. It's funny. Father's Day Sunday.
Have you checked your American Express on how much you spend on Uber?
No, when I'm with my wife, I don't do Uber because she doesn't drink. She has a glass of wine, maybe.
Well, see, you're fortunate.
What, because your wife?
My wife's not going to go out with me and not drink.
No, she does drink. My wife drinks, but she has one glass of wine because she doesn't like to drink that much. But here's the deal with that. Uber is not that expensive. Petey knows this. It's not. And that is worth every investment.
Every time.
I used it like 4 or 5 times last week. Well, I think maybe the most expensive ride was $10.
Father's Day, my wife and my daughter are out of town. And so it's me, my old man, and my son. And my dad can't drive. I'm not letting him drive when I'm in the car. And my son's too young. I can't wait till he can drive.
Yeah, boy.
Exactly.
We will call you DD.
And we're going down for 2 games at the College World Series. I live 30 minutes away. And I said, we're Ubering it. And Ryder goes, I don't want to Uber that. I said, no, you don't have no say in this. It's Father's Day. Daddy wants a few pops.
Daddy wants to Uber, boy.
And we are Ubering. I said, you want Poppy driving? No, we'll Uber. And by the way, my dad had a couple of drinks himself, too. So we just Ubered it there, and we Ubered it back.
And it's probably $40.
Nothing. Yeah,
but you would have paid almost that much just to park your car.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. You park your car, and then also far away, my dad can't walk that far. Yeah. And there's a thing called a DUI, maybe.
Potentially.
Because I am drinking all day at the World Series.
That's not like you.
I know, it's not. But it was Father's Day. I deserved it.
Damn right. Yeah. I
understand. I understand the hesitance for Uber because people want we're old school. We want our car. We think we want our car, but I'm starting to think you don't need your car, and you don't need a DUI. You know, and they're so convenient. They really are.
Yeah, it works out real nice.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a real Uber, though. Don't forget.
Yeah, you don't forget some kids. Drunk. Yeah, well, I don't do Uber at 2:15 in the morning like you do. My Ubers are doing the day, right?
Are you my Uber? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the public transportation in cities our size. Major cities have good public transportation.
Yeah, but even then, I'd still take Uber. Yeah. You're in Denver, you take Uber.
Yeah, because
you don't want to go walk to a bus stop.
Yeah, because I wanted to be dropped off right where I wanted to be.
Right.
Not... you know, walk 6 blocks to the bus and then get off and then have another 6 or 8 blocks.
See, but when I'm in New York City, I have no problem with that. Walking 3 or 4
blocks.
Well,
that's different.
Oh, no, no, absolutely.
Yeah, subway's pretty comprehensive.
That's New York City, right?
But that's New York City, right.
Yeah.
Very few places have that.
I know, we get started on this. Drinking?
Drinking.
Some bigger cities have, like, Uber Luxury or something like that. Uber
LX.
Lux.
It's X, yeah.
So you get, picked up in a Jag or a Caddy or something like that.
Nice car. Right?
No, not the bigger one.
No,
this is like...
They do.
This is, like, fancy cars.
They do in the bigger cities, right.
All right, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, how you living?
And go ahead, Mike.
How you, bud?
I'm doing fine. A couple things here. One, Tyler, you bought a leaf blower?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
You're right. It's a set. I don't. It was an.
Loan it to his lawn guy.
That's a great point. In case my lawn guys goes bad.
That's kind of what I thought, Playboy.
It
really is. And the last time you did yard work, I believe you executed a family of rabbits, if memory serves me.
I think I did. I don't do that anymore. Thanks, brother.
Later, fellas.
See you, man. Yeah, it was probably a stupid impulse buy. I get it.
But you had some Ace Hardware reward points.
No, I just went to Lowe's, burning
a hole in your pocket.
Oh, the nails you bought finally paid off.
Plug-in or battery-powered?
Battery.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way to go.
Yeah.
You're going to get one of those.
Is it a blower sucker? How many horsepower you got on that thing?
I can't even tell you what my son said, totally innocent. Because I started up because it's not gas powered. I started up in the kitchen, and my daughter says, aim it towards me, basically. So I aim it, and her hair flies in the air like that. And my son yells out, "Can you be me with it? Can you be me with it?" You know what I'm talking about? And once again, he's at the age where he doesn't know that line. And we all started howling, including my daughter.
Yeah, after I picked myself up off the floor, yes.
After I tried on myself.
Let me run upstairs.
But he said it so innocently. Can you be me with that next? And I wish I could say the whole word, but it would come off like I can't say it.
If you could, Daddy would never leave the garage.
I had a ton of stuff in my head, but we all kept quiet. And then,
you call me Leaf.
So then I did this. You talked about doing laundry, Todd. I'll do laundry. I'll do my stuff a lot. And I'm walking to the living room yesterday, and the kids are there, and the washing machine's open. So I walk in, and I go, "Hey, honey, can I throw a load in?" And that's not funny, except us.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and she goes, "Yeah." I start walking in the living room. I go into the bedroom. I start giggling. She goes, "Shut up."
I think I've had the question thrown my way. Do you have a load in? Well, I could.
Tell me.
They hate those jokes. You guys all need to be there for that one. Yeah, I need to walk into my bedroom. You'll be sitting there and giggle. That's why I need it right there to finish
that'd
up.
Help. Yeah, that'd help. Yeah.
No, you need the whole show. So you're not doing the show. Yeah, all my friends.
They're here.
Right, the whole show's here. We're doing the show.
All you guys walk in the kitchen with me.
Keith Hernandez and Walt Frazier show up, too.
Exactly. Everybody's there as I do the throw a load in joke. What do you mean the show's not here and you guys all come out?
Right.
No play for Mr. Gray.